This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And with Pete Carroll.
If you're the Chiefs, it's different. If you're the Eagles, it's different. This is a four-win football team last year. Yeah, not the same.
New coach in Pete Carroll. You're looking to establish a certain identity and start that from the opening kick of the preseason. Mm-hmm. It's not, oh, when the regular season gets here, we're going to start this identity. No, this should have, and I know Pete has done this, this is something that starts in minicamp.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way that we approach the game, the way that we approach it as a franchise is something that you start in minicamp. And that's going to coincide with, yeah, first preseason game, we're going to get these guys out of here and see what it's looking like, seeing if we can establish everything that we've been working for the last month or two, put it in actual game situations. Teams like the Raiders with a new coach and Pete Carroll who's got a new quarterback trying to establish something, they need the preseason maybe the most.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately. So,
I believe some of the Raiders starters are playing today too. I'm not sure who, but yeah, some starters are playing. I don't know if he means all of them or what, but yeah.
I'm curious to see what their quarterback that they drafted looks like, Cam Miller. He was labeled as a dual threat quarterback, like he's a FCS guy. So yeah. I don't know how to translate that over, but with the rocky offensive line that they did work to address this offseason, I think he'll be one of the fun guys to watch tonight.
Do you I shouldn't say do you, because I see that you did. You feel the same way as Jesse did? This is a team that can win. Jesse was talking about 8 or 9 games, possibly finishing, a game over 500.
I think at their best this season they could be last year's Chargers team, where they weren't necessarily strong at like the running, well, they got GNT now and stuff like that, but they're not necessarily strong as a team, but they play solid foundation, like fundamental football, I guess.
Yeah, that Chargers team won like 11 games, though, didn't they last year?
Yeah, I'm not saying they're going to get to 11, but more so they're going to pick up some wins. Maybe they pick up a wild card spot in the end, and then they can get blown out in the first round of the playoffs like the Chargers.
Who are the Chargers play in the playoffs?
Texans. I think
I'd be surprised if it.
So.
I'd be surprised if it turned around that strong, but I'm with you. Like, I can't believe this is a 4-win team, but 8? Yeah, like sure. A couple of things go their way. 9? Yeah, not crazy. I could see them around that.
I'm high on Pete Carroll too. He's one of the best coaches of all time, so I'd imagine he's got a quarterback as well, so
he's
got to account for a lot of.
Yeah, I do like Geno. I like Geno a lot. Well, and Pete was only gone a year.
Yeah. A year? I like Pete more than I like Geno.
Okay.
I think Pete is. I'm well, that's
Eight black quarterbacks.
If they can run the ball with GNT2 this year, that's going to open up a lot.
Yeah, that's a big thing, too, is their running game.
The thing that I always calm down my possible bright ceiling or high ceiling for the Raiders would be that division. And I think that division potentially has three playoff teams. You had the Raiders in there. I don't see four. I can't right now today say the Raiders are going to finish above any of those teams in the AFC West.
Yeah.
So if I think all three of those other teams are playoff teams, saying the Raiders might be able to snag a spot, do I think they get four teams in the playoffs? I don't see that. Not this year for the Raiders. Not this year. So I also think the Chargers are winning that division.
Okay. That feels like a take.
Think Jim Harbaugh. Oh, had the boys ready. Herbert, he's got some weapons now, too. They recently.
What about your boy Chip Kelly? He's with the Raiders now. You don't want to rep your boy Chip Kelly?
Well, that.
That's your boy.
He's trying to stay positive on the Raiders.
If anyone besides the Chiefs is winning that division, I think I'd go Denver.
Denver's defense. Your boy.
Man.
He had him playing last year. He had him playing.
He absolutely did.
A lot of people like Bo Nix and what he was able to do last year.
Like that, I don't think you can buy Bo Nix stock right now.
Right,
it's too high.
Right,
it's too high. Like they have been glowing about him. I don't even mean Denver. I'm talking about like NFL people have been glowing about the camp that he's had. Obviously, I mean building off of the season he had. Like Bo Nix stock, that's Apple. You're just out right now.
Yeah.
You just got to wait.
Yeah. I like Denver's defense, man. I think they
They played really well last year. It was frustrating as hell to watch. Someone who's a Sean Payton hater.
So, I say that to say, and not that anybody was predicting they make the playoffs, but I just find it hard to see the Raiders being able to get that playoff berth in that division.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, maybe.
I got them at about 7 wins.
Tougher division, AFC West or AFC North?
AFC.
The West.
West.
Yeah. Pretty easily, I think.
I wouldn't go easily. I wouldn't do that.
Raiders are much better than whatever the Browns have going on quarterback.
That's the X factor. The other three right there, and you might even say the North has better teams.
I don't. Oh, so we're all in on Aaron Rodgers?
Oh.
What are you doing with him?
Let me tell you right now.
Hold on. I'll sit back. Casey, go ahead and tell me how much you love Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers and how that competes with what the AFC West has right now.
Let me tell you. Let me be the first to say, hell no. Did you see the clip of him running like through like a pocket drill where he was like going through?
I think I saw one of his first passes was an interception.
How is this guy going to play quarterback? He can't move.
Yeah, he's 40-something years old.
You seen the meme or the clip of like the old grandpa running a 40-yard dash and how he barely moves? That's how Aaron Rodgers was looking in the little pocket cone drill. I said, what is this?
Aaron Rodgers is 41 years old. He's going to be 42 in December.
He looked terrible.
Yeah, AFC West is by far better than the North. By far.
Hold on a second.
Oh, what are you doing with him? What are you doing with him?
No. I think you did like a little Aaron Rodgers thing last year, too.
It's not Aaron Rodgers, but I think the rest of that Steelers team is really good.
They are.
No?
DK Metcalf is an upgrade over Pickens. The defense is always solid, but I'm not buying it.
Right.
It's Aaron Rodgers.
When you're ready
to tell the truth about Mike Tomlin, let me know.
Oh, that's harsh.
Let me know. Wait till after this season where they go 9-8. We're like, oh my gosh, he went over 500 again.
Damn. Oh man.
You're a hater, dude.
I'm not a hater.
Hey Jesse,
with the truth.
Jesse, I sent that to me. Tell me if I'm overstating Aaron Rodgers during this coach.
Do we got the video?
I got the video. I tagged you on Twitter to tell me if I'm overstating a little bit. He's moving, but
Jesse, can we get that pulled up when you get a chance?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't imagine that guy getting through a whole season.
I feel like, well, so that's the thing. I guess if you hinge everything on the quarterback spot, and there's nothing wrong with doing that. I was just looking at the things the Steelers did, and it was like, God damn.
They made some moves.
They're pretty good.
No, they made some moves.
They're good. But, yeah, well, here we go. Okay, let's see what Aaron Rodgers looks like. Here we go.
Unk still got it.
Unk still, Aaron Rodgers, like, oh, he's, yeah, oh. Oh, it's not that bad. It's Will that you bad. Stop? It's not that bad. It's not great.
Look at when he had to go off that right foot real quick. I was like, whoa, hey. It's, I don't blame him.
Can't tell if it's Aaron Rodgers or Tommy Maddox.
Tommy Maddox was the XFL MVP, sir. Oh, man. All right.
Nah, man. I'm going to say the AFC West because I think the Raiders are better than the Browns. Other than that.
Might be better than the Steelers.
Wow.
Don't do that. Wow. Don't do that.
What are you doing? What the hell?
The Steelers are more talented than the Raiders.
Stop. They are.
Defensively, yeah.
Stop.
They are.
I mean, the Raiders have one of the best tight ends at their
position. That's facts.
Got a really good quarterback. Got a really great coach, too. Running back should be solid.
That's facts.
Was it just friendly fire?
Oh, did I get filthy instead of the stream? No, I did. I meant to get the stream. Damn, I'll be back.
Oh, man.
Filthy McNasty just got banned from the chatty house.
I'll be back.
On accident. Oh, man.
Filthy, no!
Now, that wasn't me, John Bull. My hands are clean on this one. That wasn't me.
Oh, man.
Don't you have to subscribe to this channel to comment? Shout out to all these NFL streams that have been spamming us lately.
Yeah.
They've been subscribing to the channel. Goodness gracious. Poor Filthy McNasty.
What would you say? Would you say the AFC West or the North?
I didn't give an answer. Jeez, man, I don't know. I mean, is Cincinnati a Super Bowl contender?
You never know with them.
No, it's true. Hey, I'm with you. You never know.
It's feast or famine.
You never know. Is Denver?
I would say no.
Man, it's close. I'll go. You guys really hated on Pittsburgh. I'll go AFC West. Because there's no reason to believe Denver won't be good again, especially the way they're talking about Bo Nix. There's no reason to believe the Chargers. Those are double-digit win teams. Like, Cincinnati was a 9-win team. They were right there. It comes down to the Raiders-Browns. I feel a little bit better about the Raiders than I do Cleveland. I really wish Myles Garrett had gotten out of there.
Cincinnati almost had a Kings-like season. And what I mean by that is it seemed like a lot of things went wrong for them.
Yeah.
And they were still able to get 9 wins. I think that's as bad as it gets for those guys.
You know, we may not hear from Jesse for like the next 4 hours. Like,
I can't find a boy.
Oh, no. Filthy's gone.
Oh, man.
Gone.
Someone said it earlier. Where was Steven? Filthy was a good man. He was a good man.
Oh, man. Do you...
I got him. He's back. I got him. Okay, I just found him. I got him.
Filthy McNasty.
A lot of Brad Flynn's and Sean Mallers I didn't get through.
Hey, Filthy McNasty, comment so we know you're out there. Let us know you're okay, bro.
Do you we know how you feel about him. So it's not that, but are you coming around to what me and Jesse possibly said, like Aaron Rodgers might be enough to put a talented roster in a good space?
Yeah. I think it's a really talented roster. That's the thing. And it's like, okay, Aaron Rodgers isn't a bad quarterback. I don't like him. And maybe he's,
I think he's very ordinary now.
50. Yeah, I was going to say maybe he's 50% of what we know as Aaron Rodgers, but that could be good enough to get you to a 11, you know, back to, I mean, this was a 10-7 team last year.
And look,
I mean, what are we even talking about? Are we talking about winning playoff games?
Talking about being a Super Bowl.
Again, this was a 10. I'm not calling them a Super Bowl contender.
I think that's what they got a guy like Aaron for.
I would rather. I know that's why they. And that's why I told Mike, don't do it.
Mm. Aaron Rodgers better than Justin Fields?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers. And
where's Justin Fields? New York?
New York.
New York.
Jets?
Yeah. Starter for them.
She said Jets.
I ain't even going to say to stall him out because I'm not trying to stall
him. By the way, was there a more out-of-place person than Russell Wilson front row at SummerSlam last weekend?
Didn't the camera get him when Brock came out?
Oh, did it? Yeah, I think I missed that.
He had the shades on and the camera phone.
Yeah, I didn't even like bother asking about Russell Wilson and Rodgers.
They
in New York, Russ.
They showed him a couple of times and it was like...
Oh, that makes sense. He's a Giants quarterback.
Yeah, I was like, this doesn't even, he doesn't even look like he belongs there.
He's tapped into New York. Remember, he was at all the Knicks games.
Oh, that's right. He was.
He was tapped into New York, the New York scene.
What do you think his new New York phrase is going to be?
Oh,
Big Apple. Big Apple.
I saw something yesterday, and I didn't want to retweet it because I definitely don't rock with the Twitter page or the website. But
Barstool.
Yeah. We already know. Yeah, go ahead and say it, man.
Did you see the question they asked?
No, I didn't see the tweet. But
they said they had a video. I guess they went around their office or whatever, and they were asking people, what are the four major U.S. cities?
Okay.
And
are you asking?
Yeah, well, that was the question. The three were the three. The fourth was all over the place.
It's L.A., New York, and what else?
L.A., New York, Chicago.
Dallas? Yeah.
There was no right answer. But the whole thing was... The fourth was all over the place. There was Atlanta.
Okay.
There was...
imagine San Francisco's probably...
Too many people said Austin. I'm not sure why they kept saying Austin. San Francisco was on there. Miami got a lot of votes. But the whole point of the question was like, you'll get... When you say, what are the four? Everybody will... For that fourth, they'll probably have different answers, which would lead to what is the fourth city.
Miami feels like a good call right now.
Yeah,
maybe they got the
I mean, the three universal were LA, New York, and Chicago.
Yeah, for
what would you say?
I was stuck. Atlanta. Some people said Houston.
I would say Dallas over Houston.
I'd say Houston over Dallas. Houston, a bigger city than Dallas.
Is it?
Yeah. Houston, a big city.
I'm not saying it's small. I didn't think it was bigger than Dallas.
I might say.
What would you say?
It's between Miami and Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm not talking populations or anything like that, but I feel like I always see stuff about Miami and Atlanta now as far as just things happening. Those are just the two cities I feel like I see the most now.
San Francisco's up there too.
Yeah, San Francisco was the other one I immediately.
San Francisco might be running into Father Time.
What?
San Francisco might have ran into Father Time.
What? That was so old?
Yeah. Used to be.
Aaron Rodgers in the Bay Area over there. All right. Fine.
A lot of people were saying D.C. as well.
Okay.
I don't know if I put D.C. You know,
is D.C. considered a city?
Yeah, well.
It's not a state.
Yeah.
But it's a district. It's my spot. It's one of my favorite places.
I love D.C. Look, you know who got no votes that I was actually surprised about is Philly.
No, I was surprised about that.
Yeah, I thought people look at Philly as that type
Philly's
of city.
I feel like Philly's kind of lumped into New York. New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia. I feel like it's kind of lumped in there.
I thought people would give them more credit as being the fourth city, so to speak. Mm.
Philly seems like a cool place, but I don't know if I'd put it up there. Like with those cities, I guess.
They'd be pissed at Jesse.
Yeah,
she said it was a cool city. I'd love to visit sometime.
They didn't hear that.
I'm not gonna lie. You're not New York or LA, what, Chicago, that either.
Oh, Iggy's right. Seattle should get some love.
The Mariners just blew the lead. It's tied at two now in the top of the seventh.
Oh, I saw Cal Raleigh selling T-Mobile yesterday.
He did.
Got to go switch my phone,
he stopped.
Man.
He was looking like Morgan when Rhea Ripley was on.
My boy.
Seattle feels like a Philly type of city. It's like the second tier.
Seattle might be third tier, bro.
Stop.
It's a great city. It's a great city.
I've been there this year too. Like D-Lo has it. Seattle's.
Stop.
It's a great city.
It's not
city.
A third tier city.
No, it's a great. But when we talk,
what are your second tier cities then?
So the second tier cities are whoever doesn't make the four.
Seattle is comparable to San Francisco. Seattle is comparable to San Francisco.
I'd put San Francisco a tier.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Okay. Whoever's not the fourth city.
You just put Atlanta. If you said it was Atlanta or Miami.
Yeah, so I'm saying.
San Francisco is a second tier city.
Yeah, and Seattle's a tier below them.
No, stop.
See, no, that's the father time thing. I'm telling you, you just got to work
Seattle,
with you.
If there's four in the top tier, whoever doesn't make it, like a Miami, a San Francisco, people were saying Vegas too. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Miami, San Francisco, Vegas. That's the second tier.
Vegas is
it. It doesn't have to be just four teams per tier, by the way. Like, it could be four at the top, but second tier can have multiple cities.
Why are we riding with the Barstool bit? Like, why are we doing it this way? Barstool Kenny over here.
Yeah.
Man.
Stool Kenny.
Yeah, you need a new Twitter handle. There it is. Barstool Kenny. You'll get all sorts of followers.
No.
Get Kenny and Dave Portnoy on Big Noon Show.
Catch me with that jackass anywhere.
I think I'd go Dallas is the man. I'd want to do DC though, but
if I'm going to Texas, I'm going to Houston. Dallas seems like a cool place, though. I've never been to Dallas.
What are you going to go hang out with Jerry Jones?
What are you doing with him?
Well, Jerry's in Arlington. And stop stealing his catchphrase.
Vegas might be third tier at this
point. I was just about to say the same thing.
From how people talk on social media
Vegas
now,
is my spot, but I don't know that I'd put it, in terms of cities, and I don't know that I'd put them second tier.
So, Vegas is like what the Lakers were with, like Robert Sacre and those guys for those few years.
This is a little unfair, and it might even be generational. It might be an age situation, but you take somebody from Baltimore, Maryland, and be like, I'm giving you a trip. You can go to Seattle or Vegas. Where are they going?
Vegas.
Vegas, I feel like a lot
That's happening all over the country.
But yeah, but also like we got like I feel like I'd even pick Vegas. Like,
so how is it going to be a tier below if everybody would say I'd rather go to Vegas?
Still Vegas, but also like Vegas, I feel like everything that you guys talk about is like, oh yeah, like the prize, like it's all expensive now. It's not what it used to be. Yeah, it's not the same. So that's why I'd knock it down a tier.
It ain't the same. Seattle looks.
What would you think those people in Baltimore would say if you can go to San Francisco or Seattle?
And I'm not going to Seattle to party either.
San Francisco. It might be true. They'd be wrong.
Seattle look dope.
They'd be dope.
I ain't trying to diss Seattle except for their sorry.
You've dissed Seattle a lot. Except for their sorry ass
football
years.
Teams. Now
be careful. The stream.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, hold on. Everyone, hold on.
Hey, hold they on. Said football's Johnny back.
Johnny G's right there.
They said football.
They said we got to go to work.
Right, man, I guess so. Just subscribe, I guess. Man, I don't know.
San Francisco
isn't checked anymore.
San Francisco might be the fourth city.
Oh, I ain't doing it.
Seattle looks exactly like San Francisco. They're the exact same city.
But
Seattle's
better.
A little bit bigger, yeah.
No, Seattle don't have.
When's the last time you went to Seattle?
I've never been. It looks great there. But it don't have the Golden Gate Bridge.
See, someone who's been to both, I got to say, Seattle's up there.
It don't have the Golden Gate Bridge.
Golden Gate Bridge is beautiful. Bay Bridge is beautiful. The Bay is beautiful. Like they've got the water there.
I think Seattle looks beautiful too, but if we had, they don't have that. Seattle just looks
I think nice. The food in Seattle is better.
Mm.
You want to go? I legit got fat in Seattle. Like, I've been working for a month to lose the weight that I gained in those 4 days in Seattle, and that's a shoot.
Do we want to go to 28 here? Or
yeah, we'll go to 28. We're arguing about Seattle for the 10th time.
Yeah, Kenny was just scrolling through Barstool yesterday.
Man, Barstool Kenny over here.
Poor Tristan.
Oh, man, found out Grant Napier was back. Yeah. He had to change his whole persona. Barstool Kenny.
What, are you going to go take a picture with Dave next?
Well, ain't a picture of me and Dave on the internet. We worked together for 4 years.
You think you know a guy?
Hey, man. Okay. You see I didn't retweet it?
I'm going to take Morgan over to Dave. Hey, Dave, hold her. Let me get this picture real quick.
I didn't retweet it, man. I couldn't retweet from that group, man.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
Hey, did you
be like, what the hell is this?
Did you give him a like?
No, I didn't give him nothing. I just saw it and committed it to memory.
Oh, you did? Yeah, let's take that and turn it into 20 minutes of content here.
And all of this because we were talking about Russell Wilson.
I know.
Yeah,
because
he was in New York. And that's what reminded me of it. And we were talking about the Raiders.
Well, we were talking about the AFC
West and
or
North.
The AFC West versus the North. And I think I'm with the West in this. But it's awfully close.
It is close.
It's
and Jesse, you think those or both of you guys? I don't know who brought it up, but you think those are the two best divisions in football? The North, the NFC North, go crazy.
Quick look. Yeah, the North is crazy.
NFC yep. North go crazy.
North is crazy.
I'll put the North.
The West should be well. What is Seattle?
Not
NFC
good.
West is not.
No.
Yeah, ask me when I find out how Matthew Stafford's back is doing.
Not good.
Yeah, so the other one is the other one is absolutely the NFC North.
Mm. NFC North might be the best this year.
Okay.
I want to see how the Bears look.
I got a question.
Caleb hadn't been looking that great.
This is
can't
I got
even
a,
hit the backs.
I got a question. Gerald in Dallas.
I'm glad to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
No, you misunderstood. What? Do the Cowboys win double-digit games? There were 7-10 last year. Do the Cowboys win double-digit games?
Better chance of double-digit losses?
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
No. Okay.
I'm going to say no. I
look at them and you look at Washington.
They say
look at Philly.
They say Pickens has been balling out in training camp.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Maybe that adds a new dynamic.
Still no running back in Dallas.
Yeah, no running back. Mm. I don't know what that secondary is looking like.
No Micah Parsons in Dallas.
No Micah Parsons as of now. I think he will be there for week one, though. But as of now, no Micah Parsons. Yeah, I don't. I think you're looking at an 8-9 win team.
You kind of mentioned. Well, what do we think about the Eagles this year?
Should win that division. Should, but.
Are they going to have the same fire that they had last year? Because remember, they They have been there and they have lost. Are they going to have that same?
I think it's.
Let's not forget, we had a lot of questions about them at the beginning of last year, like when the season started, right, when games were being played.
I don't think they will, but I think it'll balance out that they have the championship confidence. You know what I mean? It'll balance out a little. They got an aerial view of Seattle on this broadcast. It looks beautiful. It looks absolutely beautiful. But I think it'll balance out that they have the confidence that they won a championship. Here's the deal, and here's what I don't know everybody is wondering. Can Saquon stay healthy for another 17-game season and
the
playoffs? Yeah,
that's the one. That's the one to me.
He did it last year. Is he going to do it? It's almost like what people talk about with McCaffrey. McCaffrey did it the 1 year because he was also a guy that had a lot of injuries. And they kept him upright for 1 year, got to the Super Bowl and lost, and then the injuries came after that.
I think we assume he'll be healthy just given he's coming off of the season that he had and all that. If he was coming off of games that he missed and all that, then yeah, it's different. But yeah, I'd say he still stays healthy, I guess. I wouldn't be shocked if we're at the last week of the season and it's Sunday Night Football between the Commanders and Eagles with like 12 wins each. Going for the division at the end of the year. Like, I think the Eagles are still going to be strong.
I do too.
I think the Commanders will catch up a little bit.
I do too. I mean, the Eagles were able to not lose a whole lot this offseason after winning the Super Bowl. I mean, a sneak preview real quick. They've got to be number one in everybody's power rankings. They didn't lose a lot last year or in this offseason.
Yeah.
So that's
– yeah.
They're going to go into the season.
Probably easily.
Yeah. Being looked at as the best team in the league.
The question would be, where are you going to put a 15-2 Kansas City team that I feel like everyone is expecting to not be nearly as good this year?
I can't remember.
Like, is 15-2, is that what they were last year? Is that right, 15-2?
Jesse, I think me and Jesse were talking about this throughout the season. And it wasn't the Steelers of a few years ago, but it was like
you kept saying it wasn't real.
They were 15-2.
It was like,
15-2, and they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And everyone is like,
I thought they were going to win the Super Bowl.
I don't know how good they're going to be this year.
They're just a good football team. That's all it is. Like, they're going to win 10 games at least this year.
Their defense is one of the best in the game. So I think that's going to continue because everybody was young on that defense. They didn't lose much. Obviously, you got who you got on the offensive end with Pat and Kelce, and I think Xavier Worthy is going to have a bigger role this year. I don't know. What was it? He's bleeding. He's a man just like you. I think we saw that in the Super Bowl.
But like, how can you see he's bleeding if they're in the Super Bowl? Like, they got waxed, like, no doubt. They got destroyed, but it's like they just ran into the best team in the league that day.
Yeah.
Like the Chiefs, for as bad as they were last season. Like,
I think that Super Bowl was an I told you moment for everyone who thought the Chiefs weren't very good all year.
But how can you, like, they got to the
Super Bowl? I can't.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, how can you be like, I told you so when they're in the Super Bowl?
I wouldn't say I told you so in that situation, but I would also say my argument throughout the season was they were, and they get credit for it, but we can still talk about it. They were getting away with a lot of suspect victories.
I won't do that. NFL refs have been bad since the start of time.
But yeah, and that's not, the Chiefs don't have to apologize for that, but it's not like they were running through the league. They had some, they just kept getting good breaks.
Yeah, I see that, but I'm going to chalk that up to them knowing how to win, because I'll just turn it around and what I watch in Miami come December, the team just doesn't know how to win. I think there's an aspect to that where the Chiefs win. I mean, sure, some things like luck hits their way and all that, but I think it's just a matter of they know how to win. They know what it takes and just the little things at the end. I think that some other teams struggle with that.
I don't think that's going to, and not saying that you're saying it will be this, I don't think that's going to equate to 15-2 again.
Well, they don't have to be 15-2, but I said they'll win at least 10 this year.
Oh, yeah, I got them at least 10.
Yeah. Like, they're still going to make the playoffs. They'll still be good and all that.
But I don't think they're going to win the division. I'm staying with that one so far. I think the Chargers are going to win that division. And I think Jim Harbaugh is going to – he's starting to mold that team into how he likes to mold his team. Really physical, being able to run the football. And I think he's going to give problems in that AFC West. So I think the Chiefs will make. That's what I say earlier with the Raiders. Like I think three teams are making the playoffs out of that division. I think all.
If I had to make a prediction about the Raiders, it'd probably be 8 wins this year.
That's a good season too. And like you said a couple weeks ago, week 15, hey, in the hunt.
Look at the Raiders. Yeah, a couple games go their way. That's just how the league goes.
So the only thing that gives me pause on that is Kansas City's 15 wins, Chargers 11 wins, Denver's 10 wins. We all think that they're good again, right? All three of those teams.
Yeah.
Let's go to the other division we were talking about. 12 wins for the Ravens, 10 wins for the Steelers, 9 wins for the Bengals. We all believe those three teams are at least in that vicinity again, right?
Bengals would be more of the same.
We'll do one more. It's perfectly fine. We'll do one more, and it's the North. Detroit, 15. Minnesota, 14. Green Bay, 11. I bring all that up to say last year Vegas won 4. Last year Chicago won 5. Mm. Last year Cleveland won 3. Like the bottom team in that conference was the bottom. Mm. Those wins are going to have to come from somewhere.
The win, I don't think anybody in the AFC, spoiler alert, I don't think they're winning 15 games again. I think the winner of the division wins 13. So that's a couple wins.
Buffalo won 13 last year.
Yeah, I think that's where that's going to be at. You talk about the NFC North. Once again, that's another 15-win team that I don't think is going to happen. I actually think Detroit is it might
say it.
They might not make it. They might not make it.
That far out. Okay. Yeah. I definitely thought they were going to take a huge step back, but I didn't.
Yeah, by virtue of that division, too.
But Minnesota's going to look different.
What did they win, 14 games last
year? Yeah.
So
with the quarterback who's not there anymore.
Right.
So you're a Jordan Love guy? You ready?
Ooh.
Yeah, you ready? No, ooh. Let's talk about it, Barstool Kenny.
No. What do you think?
You're either a J.J. McCarthy guy, you're a Jordan Love guy, or we're still with Detroit.
No, I'm Caleb Minnesota. Williams. I'm Minnesota.
Really?
Yeah, I'm Minnesota.
I don't know.
Jordan Love and them going to be good, though. I think that's a playoff team. And they could win a division. I don't think it's inconceivable by any means. They're well coached.
But to be clear, you just picked Minnesota winning the division.
Yeah, I'm picking right now today.
The Twin Cities, boy. You love these Minnesota sports teams.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It was sad to see my boy Carlos Correa.
You support the Knicks and the Yankees, but not the Giants and the Jets. But boy, you get in here and
say a few words on Prince.
Yeah.
That's my dog. Yeah. Legend.
Dearly beloved. Legend.
Darling Nikki, one of my favorite songs.
Oh, it all makes sense. Hold on. John Bull just put it all together right now. Where are the Lakers originally from?
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, there it is.
What's this guy?
It's just like a light bulb. Yeah.
What's this guy talking about?
Wow.
That ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
That's
the Lakers have nothing to do with anything. I don't even like the Lakers.
Twin City Kenny. That is a great point, John Bull.
Also, show some respect to George Mikan.
George Mikan, the NBA's first star. That's what they said.
They said a lot of things.
Yeah,
home of the Lakers tie-in was flawless. John Bull should get an award for that.
But where the wins come from is, at least in the AFC West and the NFC North, I think there will be wins to be had because Detroit's not winning 15. I think Minnesota won 14.
Yeah,
I don't think
so. That was my point. Both things can't be true. Uh-huh. And that's because when you look at these divisions, you know, the three that we just talked about, if there's one where I'm like those top three are still the top three, they might shuffle order, but those numbers might not change very much. I'm with you. I don't think either of those three teams wins 15. But it's like, where are the Raiders' wins going to come from?
I'll do it again.
I'm not high on the Chargers. Not like you guys are. You guys love the Chargers.
The Chargers, Chiefs, and Broncos would be around 11 to 10 wins, I think. Both, all of them. All three.
Well, that's what they were last year.
Yeah.
Both
the Chiefs 15.
Well, the Chiefs were 15.
I'm sorry. I heard. The Chargers and the Broncos were 11 and 10 respectively.
I think
the Broncos will flip-flop with the Chargers to at least be second. They might wind up being first.
Last year,
I just died a little saying that.
Last year the Raiders went winless in the division. I don't think that happens this year. So that's a win or two. You know what I mean? Like I can see them going 2-4 in the division.
I think at least two they get two. Not saying at most they get four or anything, but I think they can get two.
I can mess around and go 500 in division. I can see that world. And that's where you get to 7 or 8 wins. You know what I mean? Getting, yeah, at the very least, handling those games in division. The one that might not change that much is the AFC North. Would it Baltimore have 12, 13 wins?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's going to be about the same. Yeah. The Browns had
10. Oh, no, the Browns had 3.
3, yeah.
Maybe one more win.
The Bengals had 9.
And Pittsburgh had 10. Thank you.
Everyone's got to be thinking about things past the division at this point.
Oh, they have to. This, come on, man.
They're manning the pills. What are we doing now?
Yeah. There is one thing on those franchises' mind, and that's we've got to get to the Super Bowl. We've got to get to the Super Bowl. I was watching the rest of Hard Knocks last night. Thurman Thomas was there, and he was talking about it like when he huddled up. Everybody's like, we got to get that one seed. Mm. We got to have everything come through Buffalo.
I'm looking at this Raiders schedule. I'm feeling better for a couple of reasons. You also mentioned someone kind of in a roundabout way that I have a question about in terms of, doesn't pertain to the Raiders tonight. It doesn't pertain to the San Francisco 49ers. But I do believe it's low-key, maybe not even low-key. It's a big NFL story. Mm. We haven't seen anything like this before. There's a lot of talk about it headed into the regular season. Even his teammates are talking about it.
Interesting.
Steelo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Pude in the chat says they'll be better than the Dolphins. I saw, because there's a lot of joint practices and stuff like that going on this week before to get into exhibition games. And they had one of Commanders' Pats, and they said Drake May was going crazy.
Drake May's got some. We'll see. Top receiver coming off a torn ACL. We know how that looks.
Damn.
Sorry, I said it like that, but it's true. Like,
man. Well, all
defense
right.
Is always solid.
So we were talking about it during the break.
Patriots, by the way, that's where the Raiders open up.
In New England, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
This would be crazy because I was talking about Michigan's Indianapolis Colts, I said, that might be the worst team of
football. To be clear, he's talking about a person named Michigan.
In the chatty house.
He's not an idiot.
How are you doing? It's my friend Michigan Wolverines.
And I said, that team might be the worst in football. They might be fighting for that number one spot. And this would be crazy, as Norm in the chatty house says. That'd be wild if Arch Manning goes to the Colts.
Oh, my God.
Well, I think Archie was saying that Arch is going to stay another year, I think.
Yeah, he'd take a pay cut going to the NFL.
Yeah, I don't think Arch will. Well, we'll see, but they're kind of acting like Arch is going to be back in 2026.
Shouldn't he be back anyway? He's just a sophomore.
Oh, I think he'd be good now after this season.
Is it 3 years? Did he sit out a year or something like
that? Didn't he sit out his first year?
His first year, he didn't play at all.
Like he wasn't at a school?
No, he was at a school, but I just think he was. I'll double check. Wait, I'm pretty sure next year.
I thought last year he was a true freshman.
If he was a true freshman last year, he has to
play. No, he was not a true freshman last year, I don't think. He was. No.
All right.
Yeah, well, anyway, he's like, I'm not taking a pay cut to go to the NFL. You see, I'm driving Lamborghinis every week.
Would they give me if you're the Mannings, would you even want him going to Indianapolis? Like, would you want to deal with that?
Probably.
Like,
not.
I would think there's at least two places you don't want him to go. Maybe three, if you include Denver.
What if those were the two worst teams this year?
That's crazy.
He's going into his third season this year.
Okay, so he does have the opportunity to come out.
Yeah. He's eligible.
Archie's going to hold him out so he can go play for the Giants.
And on the low, Archie will do it.
They talked on the low, nothing. Archie, like, talked about Deion. On the low.
They talked about Deion all last year. That's the one.
Deion couldn't even get his kid out the fifth round.
He got Travis Hunter out there, though,
Real quick, that was a whole thing. Oh, Deion this. He's not going to play for so-and-so. I was like, yeah. That was just a whole lot of nothing.
They said Deion was going to go coach the Cowboys.
Meanwhile, dude was battling cancer.
Bruh.
Bro out here battling cancer, and we come up with all these theories about what he was doing during draft time.
Come on, man.
All right.
That's crazy.
You want to talk about Travis Otani?
That's the guy I was referencing before the break. It seems to be the plan to play him on both sides of the ball. I don't know if this is an appease the young man type of situation and just like, all right, man, if this is what he wants to do, we're going to let him do it. But at some point he's going to learn, like, this is the NFL. You probably can't.
Right.
Like, the players around the league are being asked about it. Hall of Famers are being asked about it. And like, Travis Hunter is absolutely a story in the NFL this year. Truth be told, I think it's a fascinating one.
It absolutely is. I mean, I've talk trash about the AFC South endlessly on this show. And even today when I was like, oh, no, man, if they play Jags Colts, like, I ain't watching that. And I had to correct my – no, they play the Jags, I'm watching.
I'm watching this.
Jags play, I'm watching now. They got me locked in. I want to see
their DB depth chart, and he's second right now on the wide receiver depth chart.
You said fourth?
Fourth on with the DBs, cornerback.
And second on wide receiver.
Yeah, right.
I would have thought that'd be flipped. I think he's a day one shutdown corner. I think that's his true destiny in the league, is being a shutdown cornerback. And that's where I would have him play all, like 100% of the snaps on the defense is where I would have him. And I would sprinkle him in on the offensive end. I wouldn't have him doing like he did at Colorado, playing every snap. That doesn't seem like a winning strategy in the NFL. But I'd have him be mainly a DB. And, 70% of the time, 65% of the time, a wide receiver out there on the offense. But it looks like he's trying to do the same thing he did in Colorado.
Yeah.
It's a great story, but ultimately I don't think it's going to work.
I don't think it's something you can do long term.
It's not sustainable.
Like, it's something you could do within the course of a game. I don't think it's something you could do making a Pro Bowl at two positions.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I don't mean that even as being good enough to make a Pro Bowl. I mean playing enough snaps at that position to be able to do.
Also, go catch the slant real quick. Oh, Fred Warner just lit you up. All right, come back out here and play DB. Well, yeah.
Matter of fact, he lit you up. They picked it off.
Yeah. So get up. Don't even leave the field. Just get up and go line up.
Oh, you're lined up against George Kittle on this defensive scheme right here.
That's asking a lot.
Yeah, it's tough.
That's asking a lot. So
that's tough, but it's a story that I'm going to be watching in the early days and potentially weeks of the season.
He is a special, special player.
Very, very much so. Yeah. But I don't want it to, like, there's a very, like, cool, it's a very cool thing. Like, oh, this is great. If he has the chance to be one of the game's great defensive backs, like, take it. Yeah. If he have the chance to be one of the game's great wide receivers, take it. And I know, you know, this young brother has all of the confidence in the world. Like, I think everyone would be floored if you're able to be great at both of those positions at the same time.
Right.
Yo, pick one and go be great.
Yeah. He's also,
but I think that'll happen at some point.
He's also unique in the way where with the NBA, we see it a lot more now. With like Zion, we followed him since high school, LaMelo and those guys. Like Travis Hunter, I think, is the first NFL guy. I could be missing someone or whatever, but like, you knew who Travis Hunter was since high school.
Mm-hmm. So
like you've been, like you've known, he's kind of been the guy. And the fact that top pick Heisman, like here, he
yeah,
is
Arch
now.
Is the only other one.
Yeah, like, yeah, Arch is probably yeah.
Nah, he's box office. That kid is box office, and like I said, I'm tapped into the Jags. I want to see what this looks like. I ain't never said this. I'm tapped into the Jags in preseason.
Mm. You tapped into Jags Titans Thursday night, like you've been talking down on for a while.
No, I am. I want to see it. Now, Colts
live Titans, on Amazon Prime.
Colts Titans, now, it's a whole other thing. Let me see what Oregon State's doing. I don't need to see that game. But Jags, yeah.
It's
I'm
pretty much there. Anthony Richardson's last chance to be an NFL quarterback, isn't it?
Feels like it. And
I mean, he got eviscerated last year.
Yeah.
Quit.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, it feels like – there's a lot of things you can do in the NFL and everyone will turn their head. A lot. On and off the field.
Mm. Quick,
but if you quit.
Real quick, believe it or not, we only get one AFC South team on Thursday Night Football this year.
Well, that's good news.
They play the Bills.
It's the Texans.
Texans, yeah, Texans.
I was going to say you might want to see Cam Ward. I've seen some crazy passes from Cam Ward in training.
I legit forgot the open. Is it Eagles-Cowboys?
Mm-hmm.
It is. Okay.
Eagles-Cowboys. First weekend crazy. Eagles-Cowboys. Sunday night is Ravens-Bills, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot what Monday night is, though.
Do that. I don't think it's too early to tell because it's locked in. We're at Sky River Casino on September 15th.
Yeah, man.
The second Monday night weekend or second Monday night football game. They're doing the doubleheader.
Yep.
We got Raiders. I think it's Raiders Chargers
that
night.
Chargers.
Yeah, we're going to be at, we're going to be at 32 Bruce Street for that.
Their home opener for the Raiders. And it's about to be lit. And I meant to ask you about this because that ain't no 5 o'clock Monday night.
Yeah, it's a 7 o'clock start.
You there the whole game?
Yes.
Well, what the hell was that? I was like,
what?
Yeah, I don't know.
What?
Yeah. Hey.
Halfway through the third quarter. Hey, let me get D-Lo for another shot. Hey, where you at? Where you at? I FaceTime him. He in the web.
Week one Monday
gonna be out
night.
There with Raider Nation, man. It's going to be a good time.
Week one Monday night is Bears-Vikings.
That's, right. No, don't do that about
me. That's fine.
KC's NFC North champs.
That's fine. It's
Caleb McCarthy making his first start.
Yeah,
it's in Minnesota, huh?
Boy, man, that pressure. Is it in Minnesota?
Oh, yeah. Did you call him Caleb McCarthy?
No, I said
no.
Caleb.
It's Chicago. Yeah.
It's in Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago.
It's Caleb.
That's big time.
It is, but Caleb been looking a little funny in these practices.
Yeah, I heard they're going to put the throwing net out there. The Vikings defense is going to be Brian Flores. This is a big scheme right there.
Oh, yeah, he got to go against Brian Flores. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, it might be bad.
Oh, man. Woo. Ben Johnson's first game, too.
Shout out Manny and Weezy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
that was the job, though.
Yeah.
That Bears job, that was the one.
Mm-hmm. They got talent everywhere around that field. The question I think for them and the jump that they'll be able to make is, who is Caleb Williams? Is he the guy that we saw for about a 5-game stretch last year when he was cooking? Now, no disrespect, but he was playing against some soft teams when he started cooking, and then the competition picked up and he struggled. Is he that guy that we saw during the winning streak, Or is he still kind of struggling?
We were sold on this guy being generational. I'm kind of expecting a little bit more from the Bears this season. We're not even just a wild card. Oh, they got 9 wins and got into the wild card. I feel like...
You're awfully loose with we over there.
Yeah, what you talking about, man?
What?
Did you say we were sold on this guy being generational?
Well, I'm saying they sold him on...
That's a lot different than we.
They tried selling us on him being generational and all that, so... I want to see a little
bit
more.
At this point, I just want to see him be good.
Right.
Well, they got all the talent right there.
Well, see, but that's the thing. The same is true for Minnesota, and the same questions you have about Caleb Williams, you're going to have about McCarthy also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
He hasn't had the opportunity. Sure. You know, Sam Darnold was the quarterback of Minnesota last year for a reason. Like, he didn't get an opportunity to play, so.
Yeah, they have different expectations coming in. I don't think anyone expected J.J.
True.
Yeah.
No, that's true. But he is a first-round draft pick, no?
He is.
Yeah.
So. I know he's not number one overall.
We were kind of scratching our head that he went as high as he did. At least I was.
Yeah.
What is he like? He was like 7th or something like that.
Yeah, around that range.
And that was my boy, obviously. Got us that national championship. I was like, he going to win? He going to win. Come on, you can't disrespect him. Don't disrespect the national champion like that. Don't do that. He is a national champion. He went out and got it done. The first guy since Brian Greasy.
Yeah, only guy that didn't cheat. He was taking number 10 overall.
Brian Greasy, Dolphins legend. My Dolphins childhood was so rough, guys.
Oh, man. But, yeah, football.
That's a tough spot for him. I kind of feel bad for JJ. That's a really tough spot for him.
What do you
like,
think
they let season? Sam Darnold walk.
What do you think a successful season is for him?
They have to.
7 in a playoff berth?
Yeah. Yeah, like you have to. Mm. And that's tough. Hey, welcome to the league, kid.
Yeah.
That's just a tough spot. Like, they let the guy who went to, who took them to, what did we say it was, 14 wins, 13 wins last year?
Yeah.
They let him walk.
Yeah.
They let him walk. It just dawned on me. He's in Seattle.
Yeah. And was that, that was the game in the playoffs that was played in Arizona, wasn't it? With the Rams, I think it was because of the fires.
What was the game?
Vikings Rams was the game, I think, in that wild card round.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And going into that game.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Unfortunately, everybody was like, yeah, Sam Darnold. They didn't believe in Sam Darnold, basically.
Right.
They went 14-3 or whatever.
Right. Right.
And they didn't believe in him. He even struggled in
that
game.
They were the Cleveland
before.
Cavaliers.
Right. He struggled in that game before they had last Sunday night game of the season for the one seed, I think it was, with them in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So, yeah, they looked at them as a little bit of fool's gold for most of the season. Detroit's an
and the killer. They were right. They were right. Sam Darnold was rough in that game, and it went the way that it went.
Detroit's an interesting one, too. I think they're talented still, but I don't know.
Well, they were destroyed with that injury list last year.
They were playing like a second string defense the final 5 weeks of the season.
Yeah, and it just kept getting worse and worse.
Right, right. But they lost both of their coordinators. Ben Johnson goes to Chicago, Aaron Glenn to New York, I believe.
Yeah.
Who he coached for.
Yeah.
I think he's with the Jets. So
I'd put Minnesota as one of those teams. Like, there's a handful of teams, and you brought this up earlier with the Raiders. The Raiders tonight, coverage beginning at 6:30 here on ESPN 1320. There's a handful of teams that need preseason football. Mm-hmm. The Raiders are absolutely one of them. I think there's a fair argument. Seattle's one of them. Anytime you bring in a new coach and a new quarterback. I think that amplifies that. We're talking about Minnesota. JJ needs these reps.
Yep.
Who were we just talking about? Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis.
They're the first game today.
Yeah, there's teams that it's preseason, but get out there and play. We talked a lot yesterday about Cleveland and Shador. Yeah, they season.
I think we're in agreement everybody needs the preseason, but do you think the 49ers need that type of
nah Nah, they're a little older. they're a little different.
Because of injuries, Brock and those wide receivers, those are new guys. DeMarcus Robinson's a new guy. Ricky Pearsall, hopefully, is going to be ready to go. Juwan Jennings, who a lot of people are starting to think the calf is
a work.
I didn't get. You didn't send me that fax over yet. My calf kind of strained a little bit, big dog. Kind of. Because it's funny. Kyle did a press conference.
And Shanahan, not Matson.
Kyle Shanahan, right? And he said he had an answer where they asked him. He's like, "Yeah, it's the same calf that he injured in OTAs." And they asked him some question, and Kyle was like, "Yeah, what he told us is he's not able to go." And it was just the way he said it, where it was like his tone, the way he answered it real quick, it was like he might be thinking it's a little bit more related to the contract.
He did. Oh, man. I'm almost positive I don't know if it's the same press conference, different press conference, like whatever. He did say this is a 100% injury related or something like that. He might not have said 100%. He was like, "This is not business. This is health related. Like he can't practice."
Yeah.
Well, but full disclosure, I read that. I didn't hear it. I don't know if he was rolling his eyes when he said it or what. There was certainly no write up that, "Oh, he sarcastically said it's his health," and we all know it's something else.
Brock Purdy was on one of these shows, and he was talking about going through the process of signing that contract. And he said that Kyle called him before everything started. And he said, "Brock, going into negotiations, it could get a little testy. I'm going to tell you right now. Like, you might hear some things. But," he said, "I want you to hear this from me. I believe in you as a quarterback, as our quarterback. Mm-hmm. I want you here."
Mm-hmm.
"Like, I think you're great for what we do. I want you here. Like, I'm telling you, Kyle Shanahan, I want you here. I believe in you. And before we go through this whole process, just remember that we had this conversation." And Brock said that. He said it was good to hear. He said it kind of helped him. He said it never really got contentious like that.
Let anywhere. Complex call me and go, "Hey, you're going to hear some things over the course of the next couple weeks." What the hell am I going to hear? That's funny. These athletes have to go through far more than we give them credit
for.
Well,
in that respect, I don't know, they may be doing a talk show on Complex as a program director, but in that respect, maybe Kyle was alluding to the first takes and the Good Morning Football who are going to tell you, like, "Well, if they haven't gotten it done, Kyle don't believe in them." He said, "No, look, I want you. This process can get a little muddy sometimes, but I want you here." Seemed to help Brock out, but they never really gotten to know. I don't feel like they got to know one didn't. Of those situations.
I was actually looking, because I don't know, this seems like a big deal. Maybe it wasn't. Did JJ get hurt in a preseason game?
Training camp, I thought.
McCarthy. Oh, was it? Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was a training camp.
For some reason, okay. All right, good. Because I was thinking, man, if he got hurt during a game, he probably, I don't want to do this again.
He'd be tripping off getting out there. Yeah. Okay. Guy hadn't even taken an NFL snap yet.
Okay. All right, that makes me feel a little better. For some reason, I was thinking he got hurt in the game, but good.
That's also crazy to think about, too. He hadn't taken an NFL snap yet, and his expectations are to get to the playoffs.
Yep.
Sounds like someone we used to know.
Who's that?
He used to play for the 49ers? Anyone?
His expectations was to get to the Super Bowl.
Same thing.
No, you're right. That's crazy. Yeah, that's... I was like, "Yo, it's a Super Bowl team here.
Might be a Saskatchewan Rough Rider next year."
Oh. Well, I don't know that he's wrong.
He looked good in Hall of Fame game.
He did. TC said,
oh, Trey Lance, for those who haven't gotten the chat house yet.
Yeah, no, we got it. We got it. If Kyle hadn't ruined his career, he'd be just fine.
Hey, send him up the middle. Same
Get ready to learn Canadian, buddy.
Learn Canadian. Jesus Christ.
There goes Lamar. Is Lamar playing tonight?
Oh, he looked like it. He dressed like he about to go. I mean, there's only three of these.
Yeah.
70 and 24 as a regular season starter.
Lamar's got to win it.
Can't play quarterback, though.
Lamar, man, to quiet people, has to get to the Super Bowl, huh?
Yep. Yes.
Damn, yep. He's done everything else. He's gone to conference championship. That one that they lost at home, that was tough. That was tough against the Chiefs team that felt like they couldn't be had at that time. And the Chiefs didn't even – I think they scored 17 total. They might have scored them all in the first half. And you had that at home, and that was tough for Lamar.
I don't want to drop a reckless take, but Lamar's already solidified as whatever as a quarterback. Like, he's got two MVPs.
Oh, absolutely. If he never gets to
a Super Bowl or never wins one, that doesn't – then he just never won a Super Bowl. He's not top five all time, top ten all time, whatever, but he's already a great quarterback.
This is dumb, and I apologize, but I was obsessing over this. J.J. did get hurt in a preseason
in a game. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And you'll remember it as soon as I say it was against the Raiders. That's why I kept thinking, like, God, why do I feel like he'd play? It was against the Raiders.
Oh, yeah, I'd be scared too.
It was Teddy Bridgewater, the failed high school football coach, who got hurt famously in the preseason right before the season started.
That was just
one of the scariest like moments I remember. I think I was doing the show with J Ross at the time, and it was like, hey, these tweets are coming out about Teddy Bridgewater, but they're really weird. Like, something bad happened. Like, something clearly passed the regular injury. Like, something happened. And then they just kept getting progressively worse and worse. And then we learned it was awful.
What's he doing with the Bucks now?
They're backup quarterback.
He's the quarterback.
They tried to hate him.
I can't get these kids Uber rides, so I quit.
They was hating on him. That's right.
Jesse's making us end the show. We have football coming your way. Football is back. Raiders football is back. 6:30 right here on ESPN 1320. We're going to head over to 102.5 for a little bit. Make sure that you are locked in tomorrow morning, beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Gino.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.